Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Brandon Royal, BRANDONROYAL. Date of birth 7/26/87. Date of accident 7/30/2021. Date of visit is 5/25/2022. Brandon Royal is here for a follow up evaluation. And he reports that he has been referred to a spine surgeon, Dr. Redden, an orthopedic surgeon, whom he's going to see. The appointment time is soon. He's seeing Dr. Gary Gilliard for his shoulder issues and for left knee issues. And he's seeing Dr. Redden for his spine issues. Currently, patient reports his pain is now between 7 to 10 in the neck and the lower back and has not been improving with the constant right leg radiation of pain to the right leg posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion, as well as into the right upper arm. The right shoulder is not able to move more than 90 degrees. And the pain level is reported 10 in all these areas. The patient did undergo a series of 6 epidural injections that did not bring him relief. In addition, patient also had a sacroiliac joint injection 3 times. Patient also had 4 times injection to the shoulder on the right side and to the knee without major improvement. It appears that the patient requires further investigation and further help. Physical therapy all along has not helped him either. The patient reported that he had lost his balance after he hydroplaned over water that was coming and he hit a pole. He was a resting driver that caused him headaches without any TBI symptoms. He also allegedly had a surgery to his lower back from Dr. Vaidya at L4-5, and his L5 S1 disc is herniated, for which he has been referred back to Dr. Vaidya also to see if he will be willing to do any surgery. He has a bilateral sacroiliac joint issues. In the right shoulder, there is a tendinitis of the supraspinatus subscapularis, interstitial delaminating type partial tears of the distal fibers of subscapularis, tendon trace of subacromial bursitis, hypertrophy of the AC joint, and mild shoulder effusion. In the left knee, there is a marrow edema and concussion in the lateral aspect of patella and within the medial tibia femoral condyle. So the physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 141/81 and pulse is 1774 and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of. C31/2022, dictation number 0331-023. Kindly copy and paste along with diagnosis. The plan of care is to refer this gentleman to the spine specialist of Michigan, Dr. Redden, to review and provide a consultation regarding possibility of surgery. He's being referred to Dr. Vaidya also at DMC Hospital. If he would like to review this patient to go for surgery at L5-S1, and also he's seeing orthopedics Dr. Gary Gilliard. The patient is otherwise stable at this time. His neck issues are not related to the car accident, and his TBI symptoms are not very much reported. No need to do anything else. He's being provided all the medications, and which are Narco 7.5 325 per hour for 30 days, and flexural 10 milligram three times a day, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day. His labs have been reviewed, maps have been reviewed, new labs have been ordered. He's also provided with a Lyrica, Celebrex, Lunesta, water and gel, lidocaine patch with three refills. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you. A new urine exam has been done.